when we say a house, from what I understand, it is a house. It's a working house. Could someone live in this house?
Just about. I think so. You get a bed in there. It's got plumbing and electricity and everything else, all the connections for whatever appliances you want to put in there.
You guys invested in training, and that's something that can't be understated. But the benefit of this, there's almost a return on investment of building this home.
You can definitely see the difference in us being able to have a more specialized crew out there, and the customer doesn't have to watch us in the process of training.
Welcome into the Independent Thinking Podcast. This is your host, Rob Stott. When it comes to training, it's one of those things where it's available in nearly every profession. Continuing education is a thing in so many industries out there, and certifications are a way of, you know, proving that you have trained or are an expert in your field, or someone that knows what they're doing. They're reliable to the consumer, and someone the consumer can trust. But what about delivery? There's never really been a way to, there's so many things you could do to train for delivery. You can read instruction manuals on how to install things before you go out on a service appointment to deliver an appliance or replace an appliance or build furniture for a customer. But there's not, how are you supposed to, every house is different, right? So there's not really a way to ensure that, a delivery person, other than throwing them into the situation and kind of playing one of those baptism by fire types of games. But, leave it to Paul Sherman of Sherman's up in Peoria, Illinois, to really work with his delivery team and figure out a way that they can train their delivery guys and have it be something where, they go into a job facing sort of some of the most challenging obstacles even before getting into a customer's home. And the way they did that is a bit shocking. They built a house. Paul, as he tells us in the podcast today, they had the space. They're in a warehouse where they had sort of a second level that wasn't getting much use. And so they decided to repurpose that space and built themselves a training house for their delivery team. And it really has one of those sort of field of dreams, kind of if you build it, they will come type feels to it. But I mean, this house it's fully decked out. It's got working plumbing, electrical, tight corners, different sized doorways, all the types of obstacles you would expect to face as a delivery person. And to their credit, Sherman's runs every new delivery person through this house, and they won't get their keys to their truck until they complete 80 hours of training inside of this house, and it's really a celebrated thing for them, and just an absolutely unique and interesting idea and concept, and one that caught my interest and wanted to learn a ton more about, because there's so many things you can so many cool things you can learn about what Sherman's is doing with this house, and just from the outside the box thinking of how to train their delivery professionals. So we got Paul on, we got Antoine Banks, his delivery manager, on, and had a really awesome conversation about this house and a lot more too about the Shermans and both of their paths through retail and how they got to where they are today. So don't want to waste any more time because I really enjoyed this one and appreciate Paul and Antoine for spending time with us. So let's just go ahead and dive into this Independent Thinking Podcast with the team at Sherman's. All right, we are back on the Independent Thinking Podcast and really got an interesting one for us today. Been looking forward to diving into this. And first of all, Paul Sherman's up there in Peoria, Illinois. Appreciate, first of all, you joining us and dragging along Antoine Banks, delivery manager there at Sherman. So, that it's going to be a good one when we get more than just a one-on-one. So I appreciate you guys having time and stopping your day a little bit and chatting with us here on the Independent Thinking Podcast.
Yeah, happy to do it.
Yeah, great. Great opportunity. Thanks.
Yeah, you bet. So before we dive into it, and, for those who read the headline, they know what's coming. But before we get into this house, Paul and Antoine, I want to talk to you guys about your path through retail. We'll start, Paul, with you. Talk a little bit about Sherman's and kind of, how Sherman's came to be and sure. Your path to being CEO and owner there.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, Sherman's was founded in 1976 when my dad, who was a lineman for the local utility, decided to open a little one-room shop selling Litton microwaves and Amsoil and gifts and an eclectic little mix. Mom ran it for a year, and then he decided to quit his job and roll with it. So he started in 77, expanding into appliances, you know, eventually getting into electronics and bedding and furniture over the years. He expanded to several different marketplaces. And then when I got out of school, went to work for one of our suppliers for a few years, realized, you know what, probably better to go join his dad's company maybe. And did that. Have done, you know, just about every job in the company, working my way back up. And it's been really fun. So I've been at the helm for quite a while, since the 90s. We've expanded quite a bit. And today we have four locations throughout central Illinois. And primarily, you know, appliances is the category we're number one market share in, but we have a really substantial furniture and bedding business as well.
Oh, that's awesome. So you guys kind of run the gambit for, you know, what Nationwide has to offer as far as product categories and things like that. You know, what's sort of the thing that you think, in your words, makes Sherman stand apart from others in your market as far as retail is concerned?
Well, there's a lot of benefits, you know, being a locally owned chain, like a lot of Nationwide dealers have. There's just, there's a care and a camaraderie and the teamwork and the concern for the customer that's kind of at a different level. We also, the department Antoine runs is a little more critical to our success than I think the delivery department in a lot of different companies. We certainly, like a lot of places, carry heavy inventory, but we also are super committed to next day delivery 7 days a week. So it doesn't matter if you come in at, you know, 5:30 at night, you're getting your new washer delivered the next day. To Myro, as we like to mispronounce it. It takes a lot of resources, you know, to be able to do that, to never shut deliveries off for the next day, no matter, you know, how they get. But Antoine and team tend to pull that off. Can't tell you how many times I've been stopped out in the community. Say, man, Paul, I can't believe, man, you really saved us, man. The washing machine was out. Had to have laundry done for the kids on Sunday, you know, and came in Saturday night or ordered online. And Sunday it was up and running by 1 o'clock. So we get a lot of that sort of thing. That's probably one of the single biggest differentiators, I think.
Yeah.
That has gotten us to the number one market share position in appliances.
No, that's awesome. And no pressure on you, Antoine, right?
Yeah, none at all.
So talk about your path to Sherman's and what, you know, made you want to join a company like this and be with, you know, working with someone like Paul.
It's a great opportunity. I started working here. I started out as a delivery driver. And then I started looking around at so much opportunity here. I was blessed to become a driver mentor, which led it to me being an assistant delivery manager. And where I stand now is a delivery manager. Kind of looked like, fun fact, when Paul was speaking on Jack, when he was a lineman, my dad was actually his assistant foreman. And now Paul is like my mentor, and I work for him. So that's a great, great fun fact, you know. Great place to work. I've learned a lot. I mentor well, and I just look forward to continue to grow with the company. But being delivery manager has its ups and downs with it. But we move forward and keep changing and moving the needle forward.
Oh, that's awesome to hear, and a cool little backstory. That's a neat tie to kind of the history of you guys. So neat to see it weave into today's iteration of Sherman's.
Yes.
So I know, you know, the last year's been kind of challenging, and I think sort of specifically, you know, from a delivery standpoint, I'm sure, you know, as you can probably both attest to, how, you know, question to both of you, and Antoine, maybe you could start, the impact of COVID on sort of your day-to-day, how, you know, what's that been like for you over these past 10 months?
Well, it's been an everlasting up and down, you know, roller coaster, like a lot of us. Different changes with us going into the customer's home and being around close quarters. We have to make sure that we have the right things in place as far as Virex, hand sanitizer, masking, disinfecting of the trucks. And in the beginning, it was quite challenging because things were changing by the day. Right. So we just rolled with the punches and got through that point. And now things are a little bit more consistent, but they still change. But, you know, we just do our best to try to ensure the safety of the customer and our employees as well.
Absolutely. And Paul, I know that, you know, Antoine mentions that safety of the customer obviously has a big impact on the delivery side. And, you know, But what about for you know, broader view of Sherman's? What sort of impact have you guys had, and how have you been managing, you know, these past 10 months?
You know, it's one of those things that falls under the heading, if it doesn't, you know, kill you, it makes you stronger. There's been a lot of positive things long-term that's come out of this. You know, we dramatically improved our online presence last fall. So when this thing hit, we had already a dedicated person to internet. We were able to quickly expand that team and kind of keep going through even the shutdown period of it. We've certainly learned a lot of new ways to communicate with guests. You know, we never used to just walk around on the floor with video chat selling to somebody at home. I mean, that wasn't a thing. So we kind of had to change a lot of procedures that way. But internally, you know, one of the first things that we decided we had to do is I had to be out there every day making sure, trying to put people's minds at ease and communicate what we knew when most of us didn't know a lot of different things. So a lot of the communication, my weekly update video to the company or our weekly Tuesday check-in call for the extended management team, these type of things are really brought us closer together. And a lot of that communication, I think, has improved greatly, even though this is not as good as being in person.
Yeah.
What we're learning, though, is we can do this more frequently and still be really in tune with one another. Now, of course, Antoine doesn't have that benefit, right? He and his guys got to get down there on the floor, load the product, and go out to people's homes. That was its own unique management challenge to begin with, because you guys got a lot of uncertainty, you know? We couldn't work it. We're essential. We got to keep rolling. People wanted to work, but then they were very nervous, you know, about what doing that. So, till we got to where we are today, where we kind of know we've got, here's the sanitization procedures, here's the, you know, mask protocol and all that sort of thing. It was rough, but it's good to see the vaccines on the horizon. I'll tell you that.
As we're sitting here, it's getting closer. Feels like the light is at the end of that tunnel, and it's real now. There's a little sliver of it, but it's real now, and we're getting there. Yeah. But you talk about the impacts and changes on delivery specifically and getting into customers' homes. COVID aside, I know, you know, that maybe it might have been just a couple of months into the pandemic and all these changes that you guys actually had another big delivery adjustment, and that's kind of why we're here talking today, and that's this house that we really need to dive into, because what a unique concept. And for those that don't know, you know, I know you guys have videos that we'll be sharing on the YouTube channel if you're watching this, and underneath if you're on the Nationwide site. This house is, at its core, it's a training tool for your delivery team. But when, you know, it's not just plywood in a warehouse, couple sheets put up and you know, that's it, and trying to work around. It's like, it is, like, when we say a house, from what I understand, it is a house. It's a working house. Could someone live in this house?
Just about. I think so. You get a bed in there. It's got plumbing and electricity and everything else, all the connections for whatever appliances you want to put in there.
So you got to be careful that way. You make sure, you know, employees end up sleeping overnight or something like that in this house. Yeah. But no. Yeah. So tell me, Paul, where does this start? Where does the idea for this start? What was it like getting everything kind of up and moving into this house?
Yeah, well, I mean, it started, Antoine, in trying to improve training, had requested that, we get a few of the most popular appliances in a corner of a warehouse, and a couple of props, maybe like, you know, a doorway and a few stairs, just so you could do a little training on it, you know? And I distinctly remember saying, yeah, I think we should put something like that together. No problem. I said, I'm not going to build you a house or anything, but
hold on.
So actually,
this wasn't supposed to happen.
No, it was not supposed to happen. But then, you know, what Antoine started, then we went out and we said, okay, what do you guys really need? You know, what do you need to train with? And then, of course, you get back. Yeah, we need like a doorway to go through, maybe a bigger one and a smaller one, maybe one with a stair, you know, like simulating coming in from the garage. And we certainly need, you know, gas and water connections, different types of gas and water. We should probably show copper, you know, gas pipe, what you don't connect to, too. And we need the stack laundry and side-by-side laundry and a dishwasher simulated where somebody put a floor, in front of it to make it harder. And I need a ceiling fan that's low, you know, and pictures on the wall that's, you see where I'm going, right?
You're kind of describing a house.
Yes, we're describing a house. So when you ask everybody on the team, what do you need to properly train your folks? the only answer became to build a house. And that, at first, of course, we thought that absurd. But then when you really think about it, okay, how are we training people? Well, how does anybody train people? Right.
And that was kind of the question that this begs is, you know, without having a house to train in, what is, maybe Antoine, this is something you can kind of tackle. How do you train a team to deliver in a house? Is it literally the way you train is by going into people's homes? Or, you know, what is there anything you can do when you're not on an actual delivery to train?
Yes, well, we usually used to start with, you know, showing how to, you know, take fridges apart, put cords on, you know, the day-to-day regimen of what you'd be going through. And then we had the tough task of you have to do that real time in front of a customer who you're trying to satisfy at the same time, which poses a lot of challenges. Customers watching, you're trying to learn. It frustrates a new guy if he makes a mistake right there. Plus, you could possibly damage the customer's home and some of Sherman's reputation in the process. So it was tough, you know, and we tried to do it, and you can definitely see the difference in us being able to have a more specialized crew out there, and the customer doesn't have to watch us in the process of training.
No, I mean, you kind of hit the nail on the head. Well, you don't hit the nail on the head, I guess, is one way to look at it, because you're not damaging anything anymore. But, you know, it kind of, I guess, Paul, in sort of their firsthand experience of the types of challenges they face, that kind of input, as far as designing something like this, has to go a long way to make sure, you know, it's not like they're going into this training now, this house that you guys have. It's got to be some of the most challenging things, I imagine. It's not just basic sort of things that they would, you know, you're trying to trip them up, I guess, is my point.
It's an obstacle course. Oh, absolutely. It's all designed to be some of the most difficult stuff you could do. But what's amazing about it now is when they come out of that training, you know, basically everybody, if you're going to be a driver before you get your keys, you got to go through an 80-hour, 13-point certification process. But when they're done with that, the confidence level they are starting with when they walk into their first home is amazing versus all of those challenging situations. How do you take a sofa up into a split-level home and up around a staircase, right? Any of these different things, or how do you connect that particular kind of appliance we don't see all the time? They've already been through it. They've seen that stuff, and they don't have to wait until you run into that situation 4 months down the road and hope you're with somebody who's actually still training you, right?
Right.
And so they get all that confidence before they ever go out and do their first delivery. It's really, it's night and day.
So what's the process that you're determining? All right, well, the only thing we can do here is build a home. So you've now made that, you know, Antoine and his team have convinced you that the home is the way to go.
Yeah.
What's the process like pulling something like how do you find the space for that? And what was it like to actually build this home?
Well, one thing we're blessed with is our distribution center. It's about 80,000 square feet at ground level, but we have a 50,000 square foot room above the 30-foot clear room. It's two 30-foot clear levels. Used to be a Pabst Brewery, a bottling facility. So they'd run product up and down. So I've got this 50,000 square foot room up above that's very hard to store product on. So in other words, we have extra space. So that's where we put it up there. So for us, the space was an issue. I know for a lot of folks, 1,100 square feet isn't, you're just going to have probably 2,000 square feet by the time you take the product available, you know, sitting outside the home and that kind of thing. I know not everybody has that, but so we had the space. We also have some phenomenal in-house maintenance guys. So Joe Patterson, who's our project and maintenance manager, was able to actually lay out on the whole thing, you know, in collaboration with everybody in the company of what they want. So he did all the design work, supply sourcing, and all of that. And so our internal team built the whole thing. Wow. We've got guys that can do electrical and the plumbing and the construction and all that kind of thing.
Well, so now, you know, with the finished piece, is it something that you guys can customize, you know, moving forward? Or is this kind of like, if you were going to do a home renovation, you'd have to renovate this home?
Yeah. Hey, I can always do an addition, right? Yeah. We can certainly alter it if we need to. We're really happy with how it's worked out. You know, taking the first, you know, dozen or people through it that Antoine has, I think it's worked out good, hasn't it?
Yeah, yes, sir. It definitely worked out well. And we always had the driver and helper mentors that we used to use for the training that we spoke of earlier. But now it makes their job a little bit less strenuous, and it's kind of just like the fine tuning and the last finishing touches. You know, you take them out, you make sure they know everything and can keep everything that we gave them upstairs, and you still have that extra lining of the last minute training, which makes us, we have a better success rate as a result of that.
No, absolutely. And you talk about success rate. I mean, the types of things that you're, you know, walking through as you go through this house, it's not only carrying appliances and furniture through a home. And I mean, you can, there's kind of that peace of mind, I guess, as you're training, that if something were to happen, yes, it's training. You know, you don't want it to happen, but it's kind of your guys' home that, you know, any damage to the training course is something that you guys can fix. And it's not, like you mm-hmm. mentioned, something that comes back on, you know, reflects on you guys in training. So you kind of get that out of the way. But it also sounds like, too, so it goes beyond just the carrying around the home. It's actually hooking it up and installing some of the appliances as well. Is that right?
Yes, sir. It's the hooking up of the supply, other appliances. It's a lot of the 29-inch doors that you see in the older homes. You got your slide patio doors with the outside lights. Like Paul was saying earlier, you got your ceiling fan, your adjustable bases, anything that you can think of, you might have to get around it in the home. It's there. and it's such like a real life situation that everything in there, we have it kind of fixed where it can be easily fixed, but it gives you the real life feel of making the damage if you do, and it gives us the chance to correct that action so that it doesn't happen in the field when it's most important.
And your point, Rob, like the floors in this are basically painted masonite, and so if you do everything perfectly, the paint stays nice. If you scratch the paint, well, that was the equivalent of scratching a wood floor. Well, it's no big deal when you got somebody put an appliance down, scoot it. It's okay, you just scratch the floor, we have to repaint it. In a customer's house, you would have just caused a several $1,000 wood finish job.
Yeah. Right? Yes,
for them to screw it up right here when we can get a bucket of paint out and paint over it is that's the entire objective, right?
Yeah.
Of letting them experience that and mess up there.
Right.
Not in front of that customer in their house.
Right. And that too, I mean, you know, obviously something like this, I know, you know, it's got to be, you guys invested in training, and that's something that, you know, can't be understated. But, you know, you talk about the payoff on the other side is that you aren't having those damages in customers' homes where, you know, at a certain point, like, this has to, the benefit of this, there's almost a return on investment of building this home for you guys.
Well, two sides, number one, well, multiple angles, the hard cost side. It'll pay for itself very quickly in less damages.
Yeah.
But it's also, we also put together a promotional video for our salespeople to use. So when somebody asks, why should they doing free delivery? Why should I pay for your delivery? I'll show you in 90 seconds. Watch this video. You want guys trained at this level. You don't want guys just, you know, without training, messing your house up. So our delivery revenue is going up also because we're able to demonstrate the superiority of our delivery service. And so our salespeople are much more confident in it, and they sell the service at a higher level. So you've got the cost reduction and the delivery revenue increase, not to mention the pride on the team and the camaraderie and that kind of thing that just goes a long way.
You mentioned that, and you kind of talked about it a little bit, but tell me what that experience is like for someone as they complete their training. What's that, you know, you guys kind of really do it up for them, you know, as they come through the other side of the training and get their certification and, you know, get their, you actually hand them their keys, right? Is that how this works?
Yes, sir. We at stemming off of Paul's last thing, workers' comp is all, and safety is also, you know, great as a result of this. People are more specialized, so we have less injuries, which helps with the workers' comp. Far as, you know, we congratulate them with department recognition. We give them the diploma, and we got like a Sherman's Yeti with the Respect Delivery Academy on there, which is a good touch. And it's like Paul said, it just helps with the camaraderie to see everybody congratulate you for, you know, going through the your accolades of what you have accomplished. So it's a great feel for the culture.
Yeah, that's an official thing. You know, on the Saturday morning meeting, whoever's graduated that week's, you know, gets the mug. You can only get one if you went through the academy. You get your certificate, graduation certificate. You know, they get featured on our internal Facebook page, etc. So it's an actual, like, dude, you graduated. You're there now, right? Not a go out in the truck and learn for a few months and you'll slowly get it. is just, yeah, it's a set thing. They've achieved it. They've earned it. They've got that pride of, I've made it through that gauntlet and I'm a Sherman's driver now.
No, that's awesome. I don't want to take up too much more of your time, because I know, you know, we're all a little busy. It's the holiday times as we're talking here. You know, this house has only been, I know it's only been around for, I think, as we're sitting here, less than a year completed. You know, has there been any thought to, you know, what's next with it, or what else you guys could do with this home?
Yeah, well, we have used it to put a new goal in place of 98% perfect deliveries, which would be 98% of 100 deliveries. Which is a great, you know, opportunity for us to be at a chase. But this is the center point of the training that's helping with the culture for us to be able to accomplish a goal as outlandish as that. And it's moving the needle very, really closer to that. And we excited about moving forward in that direction.
Yeah. Anything to add, Paul?
Don't think so. That's really it. You know, we started with just anybody who is a new driver helper goes through that program. We still have work to do to get all of our existing people through kind of refresher on whatever they need. We're not going to make them go through 80 hours of it, but whatever they need to, you know, kind of recertified for that sort of thing. Also moving forward, whenever, you know, they have their you know, morning meeting, okay, what didn't get completed perfectly yesterday kind of thing. We can always take people up and they're starting to do remedials type, not remedial, but just refresher training on stuff, I should say. Okay, you had a problem with that kind of connection. We're going to run up to the house here and take a couple hours this morning, review that, how to do that exactly. I'm sure we'll add things to it, different types of connections or different types of products, whatever we're having an issue with.
Right. That's kind of the thing that came to mind, you know, as you're talking about going back. It's something, of course, like any training, any education, it's something you're going to want to go back and just make sure you're fresh on. And it's always nice to be able to have that there to go through. But you talk about like future products that come out too. You can take this because every product's different. And as manufacturers, whether it's a type of couch, a new table, a new big appliance, it's going to have a different shape and feel to it. So to be able to actually test what it would be like to take that into a home, you know, you're not having to deliver something for the first time in a customer's home, some product that you've never handled before. So you actually get to take it into your training home and see what it's like to maneuver that product around a bunch of different twists and turns.
Yeah, it's not a good customer experience when they lay out thousands of dollars for an adjustable base set, mattress set, and then the guy who's there is reading instructions and trying to figure this out. Right? That's not a good experience, right? So we have that all up there, and that is part of their training. You go through that, you know, double reclining sofas, disassembling them, putting them back together, all those, all the different types of refrigerators and door reversals and taking the doors off that we could possibly think. So we have our own inventory outside the house, well, and partially inside of all those products and get, you know, move in and out. So that will just change with time. Whenever we have a popular product that's a little bit new, we'll just swap out that inventory so they can go through pretty much anything they need to know so that anything they would get is an offshoot of something they've trained on.
That's really cool. And something I know, you know, when COVID subsides, when vaccines get out there and we can start hitting the road again, I would love the chance to just walk through this, you know, get up there, see you guys and walk through this house. Cause I, you know, like I said, all I did was read a profile and it really you know, struck a chord. It was something that it just comes across as so cool and just a really unique opportunity for Sherman's and, you know, for Antoine and your team there. So,
yes.
Awesome stuff. You know, excited that we got the chance to talk about it and look forward to kind of seeing, you know, where it goes and best of luck on hitting that goal for you guys.
Yeah. Thanks very much. Much appreciated.
Always would be happy to have you visit, Rob.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Awesome. And a huge thanks again to Paul and Antoine for both, you know, taking time out of their day and chatting with us about this house. So cool to learn about, you know, how they're using it. And, you know, something you didn't think about, I didn't think about too going into this was not only do they train their you know, their delivery guys on how to get through these obstacles, but every time a new product is launched, you know, they're able to take it and figure out how to hook it up and how it works before they get into a customer's home. So they're not, you know, forget the damage, you know, potential saved damages by knowing how to work those tight quarters, but saving time as well. You know, having a complete understanding of how these appliances work or how, you know, furniture needs to fit into a space. So just all around a really unique and awesome concept and, one that I know their team is surely paying off for, and the return on investment, like we said, is already there. So You know, appreciate them, like I said, taking time. And as always, appreciate you listening to the Independent Thinking Podcast. And we will catch you next time.